Bruce was saying yesterday was the best practice he's seen, and was the focus good again today?
Yes. You know, came out with our mindset, man. We know what's in front of us. We know we're just out here trying to beat up grass and not getting better. You know, the leaders said some things today to the guys, man. Like, every day we come out here, it's an opportunity to get better. You know, let's not waste a day. Let's not waste the time. Let's not waste a rep. And came out here and competed. Started off a little slow on defense, but we bounced back and things got real competitive for the rest of practice.
Why is the full participation of the guys so crucial, do you think? You really want guys out here?
It's chemistry. You know, you can have the best team in the world, you know, as far as paper. But if you don't have no chemistry, it's only going to take you so far. Right now, man, we just building chemistry, getting to know each other, knowing the timing, the communication, you know. And, you know, just getting it down now so we can actually have some things to think about when we get 4 or 5 weeks off before we report to training camp. And, you know, it's just the communication to try to build a bond and relationship.
Darnell, with some of these rookie guys, I mean, do you like some of these rookies that you've added to the defensive line? Have you seen enough out of them, or is it too early to tell?
Man, I like all the rookies, you know, for them guys to come in, and especially the ones that really have an opportunity to play in, you know, it's 3 or 4 of those rookies that's going to make a big impact on our season. You don't know which ones. It's going to happen. And, you know, you want to also help them and let them understand the off the field or on the field things that you need to be accountable and not just, you know, showing up for practice. It takes a lot to being a professional on and off the field in preparation and recovery. So we know we're going to need at least 4 or 5 of those rookies that's going to make a big impact for us in a crucial game situation. So they did a great job getting some good quality guys in from some winning programs and some guys that were playing, practicing with a chip on their shoulder.
I know a lot of the national media types are kind of talking about you guys lost, maybe the defense taking a step back. Do you guys feel maybe a little underrated at this point because of the talent you guys still have?
I mean, they're the same guys that haven't probably never even played football in their life. So, you know, as far as, you know, numbers and what everybody else may see, you know, that's their judgment to say that. But right now we're not talking about what we lost. We're talking about what we got and what's a reality. You can sit back and talk about what ifs and what could ifs and all that, and you'll look up and you'll be 0-4. So that's not our approach, man. We're getting the guys that's here, guys that done the right things, guys that's committed to the program, guys that's, you know, sacrificed and wasn't selfish and want to be here every day in OTAs and mini camp. But we're going to roll with those guys, you know, whether we win or lose. You know, those guys put the sweat and time in it, and we appreciate that. And we're going to move forward. We're not going to sit here and worry about what we don't got. I mean, happen all across the league. Every year somebody use a core guy or a guy that plays a big role into their success. And right now we're just going to keep it moving. We don't need to talk about that.